Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Cuomo has cut Mamdani's lead in half. That's according to a new Suffolk University poll that shows Mamdani with just 10 points now ahead of Cuomo.
Yeah, the direction of the polling, if that poll is accurate, it could end up being an outlier, is it's cut the lead in half. But if, I mean, a 10-point lead, if in a vacuum, you'd be saying, oh, geez, cruising. 10-point lead is a lot.
I know we have learned through the years that state polling can be notoriously inaccurate because of the smaller sample sizes and there aren't the resources to put into national polling. I don't know how thorough the polling is in New York City, honestly, and how accurate it tends to be.
I haven't heard any expert, I mean, that I trust not say it's over, partially because his opponent is so flawed.
Yeah, well, he's a bum.
It's hard to get a big
horror
momentum push going for a guy who's corrupt, woman touching, old person murdering, you know,
dynasty nepo,
yeah, old
bum, old dishonest, yeah.
But so the interesting thing, Mamdani polls pretty well, but his issues don't. I've got that coming up in just a second.
Right, and his strength is almost entirely young voters. But anyway, back to Mamdani, who, I don't want to give it away, not only is he a borderline communist socialist, utter wildly lefty character, I believe he's a dedicated Islamist as well. A one-man wrecking crew of the infamous Red-Green Alliance between Marxism and Islamism, but here's some evidence to that. Alexis McAdams from Fox News continues.
And now a resurfaced clip of Mamdani speaking at the Democratic Socialists of America's National Convention back in 2023 is making headlines as he tied the NYPD to the Israel Defense Forces.
We have to make clear that when the boot of the NYPD is on your neck, it's been laced by the IDF.
Wow. All right.
Wow.
All right now. Wait a minute. That deserves a little bit of careful study. When the boot of the NYPD is on your neck, it was laced by the IDF?
So the Jews are running the evil NYPD.
Right. And if you have any problems in New York, it's because of the Jews in Israel.
And even without the Jew part, the whole NYPD's got their boot on your neck is
right.
Not a good look.
So I'm telling you, and, you know, it's funny, I heard Charles C.W. Cook of the National Review, who I love talking about this, and he and I disagree on this. He thinks that Mamdani is just a garden variety, far lefty, progressive, and that what we're about to talk about is just an example of him. You've got to be the victim. I mean, that's the only thing you can be, is a victim. But he dismissed the Islamism thing. That is an obscene thing to say, and makes absolutely clear that his raison d'etre, as they say, his reason for being, is to exterminate the Jews or something close to that, wipe Israel off the map, certainly. Who the hell would say if the NYPD is brutal, it's because the IDF is controlling them? Wait a minute. The Israeli Defense Forces and the cops in Israel? What the hell? Who
we have to make clear that when the boot of the NYPD is on your net, it's been laced by the IDF.
Sounds like he says IDS. Yeah.
That's an extreme position.
Right, right. All right. Well, let's continue on in that theme, or certainly tangentially to it. He gave a speech the other day in which he faked crying, talking about so-called Islamophobia. Because, A, as a leftist, you have to be a victim. And, B, as who wrote this? It might be Andrew Stiles. Somebody in the Free Beacon, credit where it's due. Yeah, it's Andrew Stiles. writes, the reason he did that is he lashed out at his political opponents for noticing his ties to radical Islamic preachers, which we'll get into the specifics, his embrace of violent anti-Semitic rhetoric, and his father's seething contempt for America. He suggested that the real victims of the 9/11 terrorist attack were Muslims, especially his poor auntie, who allegedly, well, we'll go ahead and play the clip. 62.
But I do not want to use this moment to speak to them any further. I want to use this moment to speak to the Muslims of New York City.
Pretending to choke up.
I want to speak to the memory of my aunt. Who stopped taking the subway after September 11th because she did not feel safe in her hijab.
The tearless choking up with the crooked finger to the eye to dab away the non-existent tear. So, again, the allegation is his beloved aunt stopped taking the subway after September 11th because she did not feel safe in her hijab. Her hijab. Nothing, even if we were to accept the story, so nothing happened to her? She just perceived that maybe it wasn't a good idea? And 24 years later, you can barely stop from sobbing over that?
I don't know that if I wore the traditional Muslim garb, I would have felt comfortable like days after 9/11 either. And I don't think that's incredibly inappropriate that was the sentiment out there. And unless something happened to you, it's all in your mind anywho.
Right, right. Well, doing what mainstream journalists do, they accepted the claim at face value. Which is why nobody trusts the mainstream media. But independent fact-checkers pounced on Mamdani's sob story. They uncovered evidence suggesting that the aunt in question, Masuma Mamdani, did not wear a hijab and lived in Tanzania between 1999 and 2003, where she studied sexually transmitted diseases. The New York Post reported 2 days ago that the alleged aunt Mamdani was referring to in a speech was probably his father's cousin, Zara. So it wasn't his aunt literally, but extended family. I give him a pass on that. His campaign declined to provide the alleged relative's full name when asked, though, to nail down who it actually was. Zara was unable to corroborate the story because she passed away years ago. Now, the New York Times published an article over the weekend portraying Mamdani as the victim of Islamophobia because J.D. Vance criticized his speech. The Times also suggested it was Islamophobic for Vance to mention Mamdani's recent meeting with Siraj Wahaj, a radical Islamic preacher the Times described as a well-known imam in Brooklyn. Wahaj was the unindicted co-conspirator in the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center, and blah, blah, blah. He's a radical Islamist.
That's what Bill Maher, Democrat Bill Maher, voted for Kamala Harris. Bill Maher was saying on his HBO show Friday night, is that's not Islamophobia if he's palling around with a terrorist dude.
Right. Hundreds of other non-mainstream commentators, including us, weighed in on social media after the truth sleuths alleged that Mamdani might have made up the story about his aunt to gin up public sympathy for his plight as a rich Muslim in New York.
No way.
And they go into his rich history of lying for personal gain, including claiming to be a black or African American on his Columbia University application.
I somehow forgot that story.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, it's funny. But, it's funny how, whether you're talking Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, or this guy, some people, stuff just doesn't stick to. It's weird. Right.
Yeah.
Some people,
yeah.
This sort of thing comes out and it brings you down, and other people, it just doesn't stick to. I don't know how that works.
Right.
Because that is outrageous, the fact that he claimed to be African American.
Oh, I know.
Come on.
I know. He was an Indian, of Indian descent, living in Uganda briefly. Anyway, it's also worth mentioning that any time Islamists are caught being Islamist, they yell, Islamophobia! You're a bigot! You're a bigot! I'm not an Islamist. You're a bigot. Yeah, you are one. Anyway, it's also worth mentioning that guy was like 10 years old on 9/11, and he was in high school 10 years ago. Is that right? Something like that? I read an article talking about how young he is. I keep forgetting about that.
Yeah, because the Halpern's joke was, do you really want a mayor who couldn't even rent a car on his own 9 years ago?
All right.
whatever it was, a decade ago.
Because
he's 34?
Here's the Marxist Islamist explaining the aunt thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's... I was speaking about my aunt. I was speaking about Zerafui, my father's cousin, who sadly passed away a few years ago. And for the takeaway from my more than 10-minute address about Islamophobia in this race and in this city to be the question of my aunt tells you everything about Andrew Cuomo and his inability to reckon with a crisis of his own.
It's not sticking to him, like I said, but the fact that he can get away with the NYPD has their boots laced by the Jews, and if you bring that up, it's Islamophobia. Wow.
Yeah, a lot of this stuff is just emerging now, whether that was a strategic decision or just nobody had done the thorough OPPO research until recently, I don't know. But the Jews of New York City, and there are many Jewish folks there, are starting to wake up to who this guy really is. Will it be enough to turn the election toward the crooked bum and away from the communist, Marxist, Islamist? I don't know.
Yeah, this was pretty interesting yesterday. So Bill de Blasio, the most recent socialist mayor they had of New York City, he wasn't a communist like Mondani, but he was a socialist. And I think most New Yorkers consider him a disappointment, at least, if not a failed mayor. Anyway, he's been Mondani's top cheerleader out there going on all the shows and endorsed him and everything like that. The Bill de Blasio now says New York City mayoral frontrunner's math doesn't hold up a week before the election. So yesterday he came out and said, hey, his math doesn't work on a whole bunch of these things that he's proposing. And everybody's kind of wondering, why are you making what's going on here? What made you decide to,
wow.
So there is some belief that the support for Mondani is collapsing, that this new poll is real. It got cut in half in a week. It got cut in half again in another week, which is what we got. And, one of his top supporters saying, wait a second, your math doesn't really work on this. And so the tide is turning. People are starting to catch on to some of the OPPO research that's been out there for a long time. I read Mark Halpern's newsletter all the time, and I remember a month ago he was saying, I wonder if the New York Times is ever going to catch up to all of this stuff that's just laying out there.
Right.
About
He's
this guy's
He's an Islamist
past.
And a grifter. And the longer you get a chance to look at a grifter, the more it's clear he's a grifter. And de Blasio's switch is huge.
Yeah.
Run super late. Need a word from our friends at Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. Honored to be part of it. Need to remind you that Thursday the 6th is the annual Warrior Foundation Freedom Station Give-a-thon. It will be broadcasting on that day from Freedom Station 3, a place where courage meets community and where our warriors begin their journey to healing and independence.
Yeah, for 21 years, Warrior Foundation Freedom Station has stood beside our ill and injured warriors with generous support of our listeners. And we're doing the whole Home for the Holidays thing. For those who can't fly, their families will be flown to them, but the idea is that our wounded soldiers who served the country will get to be with family for the holidays.
That's right. It's a fantastic thing. We've done it for many, many years. Your tax-deductible donation is more than a gift. It's a heartfelt thank you that ensures our warriors wake up in their own bed with their loved ones Christmas morning. To learn more and donate, call 619-WARRIOR. That's 619-WARRIOR. The big give-a-thon is Thursday the 6th, but visit warriorfoundation.org now if you want. It's a great website, great organization, warriorfoundation.org.
We don't want to bury our lead story of the day. We have diseased monkeys on the loose. A truck crashed, and they got monkeys with all kinds of stuff, HIV and chlamydia. chlamydia and tetanus and
quite
and COVID
close,
and all kinds of different things are running around biting people.
Pleasure,
so we got
to
bring you up to speed on that story, among other things. Stay around.
Armstrong and Getty.
This month, Pure Talk is supporting Canines for Warriors, a terrific organization that trains rescue dogs and then pairs them up with combat vets struggling with PTSD. This is why I switched to Pure Talk. Sure, I like the unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $25 a month, and you will too. But you will love being in business with a company that shares your values. Dial #250, say micro, and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
So the biggest story in America we got to mention every hour is a truck crashed full of diseased monkeys, and the monkeys are on the loose. Some of them have fake IDs and plane tickets, and they're spreading across the nation, biting
some
people.
Of them have already been licensed as commercial truck drivers.
Where was this that the truck crashed with the diseased monkeys?
Mississippi.
But, you know, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump from Mississippi to wherever you are. Monkeys can run really fast.
Poor misses. They swing from the damn trees. Huh?
They fly, if you've seen The Wizard of Oz. And they got all kinds of diseases that they've been infected with to do research on.
COVID? And COVID.
Restless leg syndrome? Chlamydia?
Oh, no. Oh, boy. Yeah, terrible. Poor Mississippi. They turn their schools around. Things are looking great. And then this diseased monkey's rampaging across the landscape.
And I like all the warnings out there. If you see a monkey, don't pet it or pick it up or have sex with it or whatever. It's like the story we had earlier about bird flu's on the rise. If you see a dead bird, don't touch it. Well, I wasn't going to anyway. I'm not the sort of guy who goes around touching dead birds. I'm not the sort of guy that says, hey, there's a wild monkey. I think I'll go wrestle it.
A wild monkey with sores. Let's go hug it.
Do you want to hear the 911 call?
No. Yes. Well, no, I want to get back into that again later. We need to go full team coverage on this and go live to the scene and everything like that.
Right.
On the diseased monkeys, which are on the loose. This just happened, as I mentioned earlier, NVIDIA just became the first company worth $5 trillion. One of the reasons that's an interesting headline is that it became the first company to be worth $4 trillion just a couple months ago. Which is crazy. And it's all about the AI, everybody gambling on AI, betting on AI. They build the big AI chips and everything like that. How much is $5 trillion? That makes NVIDIA worth more than every country on Earth except for the United States and China. That's stunning.
Wow. This is weird. These are weird times.
Things are
getting weird, and they're getting weird fast.
I'd say. And then the whole circular, they make chips, and then Sam Altman buys chips from them, and then NVIDIA invests in them, and then just that whole thing. So we'll see where that goes.
The stock market is going sky high based on just a handful of stocks.
Things are getting weird, and they're getting weird fast.
I want to get into a little bit later reading some from the anti-work Reddit thread, which we've done before over the years. It's very entertaining hearing from these numbnuts, but I came across this poster that you're supposed to print out and put on telephone poles. There's a certain segment of society that thinks the best way to communicate is posters on telephone poles, it seems. But this poster says, and it's somebody laying in bed, and the poster says, I didn't go to work today. I don't think I'll go tomorrow. Let's take control of our lives and live for pleasure, not pain. Okay.
Good plan. I'm in.
Good luck with that.
This is on Saturday morning, you're saying this, right? Because Monday, yeah, we got to get back to work.
Well, you don't have to unless you believe in the whole built-in racism back in the day with slaves, and they're using the same framework for us today, corporate capitalist culture that has taken hold in America.
I don't feel like a slave.
I don't much either. I've had jobs that were slave adjacent. I probably shouldn't even say that. But,
No.
But they were real jobs, and I chose to work them, and they paid me enough to keep me going there, which is what, you know, the free market is.
It's what human beings have done since we emerged from the primordial slop, you morons.
Yeah. We need to check in on Trump's big trip and what he made a big announcement about a deal with South Korea that may or may not be completely accurate. And then what he's got planned for China tomorrow, which could be really huge on whether or not the 100% tariffs are going to hold for November 1st.
Yeah, I have thoughts, comments. We are out of time. We'll make them in a bit.
If you miss a segment, get the podcast, Armstrong and Getty, on demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw the light.
She can get a deal. Book telehealth if you feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest.
Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Plan your day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast equips you to tackle any weather, rain or shine. Sponsored by the Queen of Dragons, a local champion delivering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Fridays deal runs all weekend until stock's gone, so grab it fast. Support local by visiting X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
ZYPPAH.com. That's ZIPA.com.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Do you like to stay informed, to know what's going on in the world? And you can't stand the liberal media bias. You think we have the show for you.
Armstrong and Getty On Demand. 4 episodes available every day.
On the iHeartRadio app.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started on the Venezuelan coast aboard this narco ship.
Oh my God.
The fake news said they were fishermen, but they were Trendaragua thugs heading to the United States with a boat full of drugs. A boat full of drugs. Boy. Bad hombres decided to F around, so we blew them out of the water. We unleashed our secret weapon, and we dropped Katie Porter. We dropped Katie Porter. The narco boats were annihilated.
Oh,
now the fish are high as hell. They got a free meal when the USA chummed the water with the cartels.
Oh, wow.
Thank you for your attention to this matter.
John Farage. Good Lord.
That was not actually Donald Trump. We're not trying to pretend it was.
Wow, I thought it was. That's funny.
Sit right back and you'll hear a tale.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Wow. On a more serious note, oh, by the way, obviously we're talking about the shooting out of the water of those alleged Venezuelan drug boats. What the Nobel Peace Prize winner said about blasting the crap out of those boats, coming up in moments, it will shock you.
I want to hear that.
But turning things a bit more serious, 90, Michael.
The Pentagon announcing the single deadliest day of strikes against alleged drug smugglers they accuse of trying to traffic drugs into the United States. Two boats side by side in the eastern Pacific as an American missile struck. Four boats total destroyed. 14 people killed.
Not surprisingly, folks like Lindsey Graham are defending this robust American foreign policy.
Robust, one word?
Yes. Remember the ISIS caliphate? We have a drug caliphate in our backyard. Venezuela is run by an indicted drug dealer, Maduro, who's not a legitimate president of Venezuela. It's a safe haven for drug cartels. So President Trump has a policy that if you're in the drug business, you're a drug cartel and you're having boats come to America, we're going to blow up the boats. I think his policy is going to go on the land. If you're a country housing drug cartels, we're going to treat you as a national security threat to our country. Colombia, Venezuela, and Cuba are all countries that have allowed drug cartels to operate with impunity, make money off poisoning America, and these countries should be on notice. With Donald Trump, the game is changing.
Yeah, well, Rand Paul and some others are going all Constitution, and what right do we have to do this, and what evidence do you have? What, why don't you put on a dress? Let the grown-ups talk.
Wow, I think you're, women are the grown-ups, but anyway, yeah, and I would agree it's an interesting question, legally speaking, this sort of violent interdiction, but to the question of... both the Mary Bruce Report and Lindsey Graham's, we have a drug caliphate in our backyard. The recent winner of the Nobel Peace Prize, Maria Corina Machado, the Venezuelan, incredibly courageous Venezuelan opposition leader, who is living in hiding to avoid being shot or abducted by the Venezuelan government, was interviewed via encrypted app, I believe by the Wall Street Journal, and asked, she offered her gratitude to President Trump for his hard line on Venezuela. Asked if she supports Mr. Trump's war on Venezuela's state-sponsored drug trafficking, she says, quote, absolutely. President Trump pledged to dismantle the drug cartels poisoning American families, and he is fulfilling that promise. The trafficking, and again, this quote, is a national security crisis for the United States and for Venezuela as well. The money generated from those criminal activities does not build schools or hospitals. It finances repression, torture, and the machinery of terror that keeps a criminal regime in power.
This is amazing. So I hadn't heard this story. Of course I haven't, because most media is really digging the whole Trump is an out-of-control dictator, king, murderer person, and isn't going to... Usually they're in love with Nobel Peace Prize winners. Oh, nobody sure. could be more raised up on a pedestal, and we should believe everything they think and say than a Nobel Peace Prize winner, except for this person who's saying, right. Donald Trump, yeah, glad he's bombing these boat people.
But wait, there's more. She says she credits Trump with having made, quote, an accurate diagnosis of Venezuela's reality and acted accordingly. For years, she says, we asked the world to understand that Maduro is not a conventional dictator, but the head of a transnational criminal organization. The Trump administration recognized that fact and treated it as such.
That's your Nobel Peace Prize winner. You're not going to get invited to the parties you were going to get invited to. You were going to be at the Met Gala. In a dress that said, eat the rich or something. Now they're not going to invite you at all.
Right, right. She talks about democracy. She calls the regime a cartel, says that Chavez, Hugo Chavez, the guy, Maduro's boss.
Hello.
Before he croaked. That's right. Father of, proud father of his daughter, who is the richest woman in Venezuela. Anyway, 0-2. Chavez designed the tragedy Venezuelans live today. He created the largest repressive, corrupt, and oppressive, repressive, corrupt, and oppressive apparatus ever built in the Western Hemisphere. Mr. Maduro was his enforcer and inherited the throne of that cartel, which, after destroying the oil industry, shifted to a criminal economy. Under his rule in Venezuela, quote, it deteriorated into a narco-terrorist structure that is deeply aligned with and heavily influenced by the Cuban regime.
I'm having fun with this, but it's true. That woman who could have gone to any Manhattan fancy restaurant gala sort of thing is the Nobel Peace Prize winner no longer will be welcome.
Yeah.
Because she's saying, yeah, Trump should be blasting those drug boat runner people.
Right. And then she points out the obvious that because of Venezuela's location, and if you're not familiar with the geography, it's at the northeast tip of South America, just across the Caribbean from the United States, from Florida. Venezuela's location, she points out, makes it either a bridge for narco trafficking, crime, and terrorism, as it has been under this regime, or a hub for legitimate trade, energy, and prosperity, as it will be under democratic government. Venezuela ought to be a prosperous, beautiful, modern country.
Yeah.
It has everything it needs.
You and all your friends should have vacationed there or known people who vacationed there and would be hoping to vacation there, like it's Hawaii or something.
Right, right. We're rooting for their various short stops and right fielders during the World Series. They have great ball players as well who've had to flee the regime. Anyway. Point made, good for her speaking out and saying the politically incorrect kind. That's kind of what she does for a living. We in the mood for more humor now?
Sure.
I'd kind of like to do this. This is, Josh Cedar, I think his name is, and a man on the street. Michael is 38 and 39. We'll start with the first one, obviously.
My name's Walking Tomahawk.
Walking Tomahawk, okay. I'm Chad.
Chad, nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
Walking Tomahawk and Chad here out supporting ICE because we love ICE. They need to deport all the cis illegals that came here illegally.
ICE.
We love ICE.
No authority
I speak
over
for
our
all
land.
Native American people when I say we love ICE. We love ICE.
Native land.
And trans indigenous people are indigenous people, and this is my land, and you need to check your privilege. Because you're talking to a beautiful, trans-pigmented, trans-indigenous man of color.
What do you mean by trans-pigmented?
I was assigned white at birth by my parents' bigoted doctor, but I identify as Native American.
Okay, fantastic.
And trans natives are natives, and we're just as valid as cis natives. Sound familiar?
Not exactly.
Gender ideology.
Gender ideology, okay.
I like the way he spells it out at the end.
This is entitled Cis American Liberal Gets Educated by Trans Indigenous Man of Color, but wait, there's more.
I'm trans indigenous.
Trans indigenous.
Are you cis American? I'm trans indigenous for ICE.
We love ICE.
You love ICE. We love
that?
ICE. We love ICE. Deport them all. You're all trespassers on our land.
Well,
trans indigenous people are indigenous people, and you're all trespassers on our land, and we want Bovino to deport all of you guys. We love ICE. Trans natives love ICE. We love you, ICE.
What nation are
we
you
love
from?
ICE. The trans nation. Trans nation is just as valid as cis nations. You're not transnatophobic, are you?
No, but I'm
okay,
not familiar
I'm just
with
checking.
The term. I'm hoping you can...
You're a cis American. I'm trans indigenous. You really need to check your privilege because you're talking to a beautiful trans indigenous person of color right now.
I believe that I am. And I'm hoping to learn more about your privilege.
I'll educate you. Because you're cis pigmented and I'm trans pigmented. And I'm trying to educate you.
All right, so that's truly the streets of New York, where the sirens never stop. That sort of ridiculous, laughable mumbo jumbo still rules the roost in a lot of blue cities and states and education.
Yeah, one thing that reminded me is how loud it is in New York City.
No, oh, yeah. I'm trans-indigenous. Trans-indigenous people are indigenous people. That's beautiful.
We'll check in with the anti-work crowd coming up in a little bit. They're really starting to make noise again with all the layoffs from all the big companies, which is a for real story. I mean, no doubt, and something to be concerned about. UPS announcing, what, 40-some thousand the day after Amazon announces however many thousand they announce, and a whole bunch of other countries. So, or companies, rather. Countries and companies are different things.
Yes, they are.
You do need to worry about getting hacked. Everybody should worry about it all the time, and that's why you need Webroot Total Protection during this Cyber Scaries Month.
Yep. It seems like there's a new way to trick us every day. Tech scams, data breaches, and that's why this Cyber Scaries Month you need Webroot Total Protection. From lightning-fast antivirus to identity theft protection, dark web monitoring, secure VPN, unlimited cloud backup, Webroot Total Protection helps defend every part of your digital life.
Man, 24/7 U.S.-based customer support, that's a big deal. So this is what you need to do to get 60% off Webroot Total Protection. Go to webroot.com/Armstrong. This limited-time offer is only available at webroot.com/Armstrong.
Did you say 60% off?
I did.
For a limited time? But only when you go to webroot.com/Armstrong. Again, use that code, webroot.com/Armstrong.
I just saw a headline, Trump caught on hot mic about plans for summit with President Xi tomorrow. I'll look into that and see if there's anything interesting. Check in with the anti-work crowd as companies are starting to lay off a whole bunch of people. Something's going on, not exactly sure what, and economists seem to be a little bit flummoxed as to what's happening here. Is it all AI related or what? Anyway, lots of stuff to talk about. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, max out your savings. The more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Plus, get free home delivery on any smart bed with Face. Limited time. Check it out at a Sleep Number store near you or at sleepnumber.com today.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies. And if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the company. And contractors, we can write your comp, too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Make a little love. Get down the light. Get down the light. Cool and dance. Make a little love.
5. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Then Yamamoto. There's a fly ball to deep left center field. Headed back there. It is gone. Brad Jr. gives the Jays the lead.
That is one cool cat there. Vladimir
I predicted
Jr.
it. I predicted it.
What's that?
The Blue Jays were going to bounce back with a victory. I sensed it in my bones. Mm. Of course, the Armstrong and Getty Show rule is if you make a sports prediction out loud and you're wrong, you have to lose a finger, have a finger chopped up because it's too easy to make sports predictions.
They're a cool team.
So much for the conventional wisdom. Oh, they'll be so emotionally devastated after that 18 winning loss, they probably won't even show up tomorrow.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, crap. Well, we're playing tomorrow.
So
or later today.
Several companies have announced a whole bunch of layoffs, and that has people freaked out, as it should. What's going on there? For some reason, that made me want to go to the anti-work website on Reddit, which is kind of fun to check in on a regular basis. It's kind of fun, kind of funny, also kind of scary, because I think there are many millions of young people who have this attitude. Taught to them by their teachers, I guess? Or did your parents not? I don't know. I guarantee you my kids understand that you have to go out there and support yourself.
Well, what's the brief statement of their philosophy?
I don't quite understand. Yeah, work is oppression and you shouldn't have to work. Well, here, I'll read one statement. For those of you who say you have to work to live, bro, food is literally free until someone builds a fence around it and guards it with weapons. Work is a contrivance and unnatural. That sort of attitude.
Wow, the stupidest things ever said nominations are now closed.
Well, there's lots of them. Here's somebody with a post. Anti-work does not mean I should get to live like a king and eat Doritos while other people do all the hard work. Anti-work means it sure would be nice if I wasn't impelled by violence to perform labor that wrecks my body with micro-injuries that will leave me disabled by 60. I like the term micro-injuries.
Wow.
What sort of injuries are you talking about with your probably white-collar job?
Yeah, you know, it's funny how the radical left always has this, like, really florid, I think is the right word, rhetoric and all these invented terms that they all become, you know, they all memorize, they become versant in them and throw them around about micro injuries. There was like practically half a dozen different invented terms in that couple of sentences.
It sure would be nice if I wasn't impelled by violence.
Yes.
To perform labor that racks my body with micro injuries that will leave me disabled by 60. All right. But I want to get to this one also. Just a reminder, we don't think no one should work. We understand there need to be doctors, teachers, nurses, cooks, waiters, etc. for society to function. We just believe that no one should have to work in order to survive. Food, water, and housing should be guaranteed human rights. We were all born into the system without being able to agree to it. We shouldn't be punished for existing. We should all be able to have our basic needs met, and work should be something you want to do to earn more. There are lots of people who believe that's a workable notion.
The mere happenstance of existence means somebody should give you food, water, and housing.
I don't, and it's a failure of our school system and some parenting, although, you know.
Yeah.
You can't be completely blamed for thinking, I assumed the school would teach them this. That people can come out of school and not understand. My ninth grade English teacher, he assigned us an essay, and it was, there ain't no free lunch. And he wrote it up on the chalkboard. Everybody needs to write a one-page essay on like that. And everybody, including me, because I'd never come across that term before, was completely flummoxed by it. But I was so happy that he, you know, brought that up, that caused the discussion that led to at least everybody in that classroom understanding. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody paid for it. Somebody. Now, maybe right. You in this circumstance think somebody should have paid for it, but somebody paid for it. It didn't just fall out of heaven and land here. What does this person think that all of this stuff, the housing and the, what are the other things that should be guaranteed human rights? Food, water, and housing should be guaranteed human rights. Go ahead, sit down with your pencil and paper and come up with a system where that works, you idiot.
It's practically hilarious. Yeah, your English teacher's granddaughter is teaching English right now, and she writes up on the chalkboard, trans women are women.
You're right.
Write one page on that.
You're right. But that comes up a lot, because I've read a lot of these posts on that site, and it has several million followers on the site. I mean, it's a very popular site, but it's very common to say stuff like, we were born into this system. We didn't get a vote.
Yeah. Yeah. How interesting the differences in people and, oh, hang on. Hey, oh my God. I think I got COVID from one of those escaped research.
Probably.
Monkeys. You know, was attacked by a monkey on the way
cold
to work.
Cold warrior.
Cold haver. You know, it was funny. I was attacked by a diseased monkey on the way to work, but I hadn't connected.
Right, right, right. That's right. Right. You get attacked by a monkey that's got sores, and then you think, I saw something on the news about this last night.
Right. Yeah, it hadn't clicked. Anyway, where was I before I sneezed? Blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah. And certainly, you know, Thomas Sowell has written about the two kinds of people persuasively, and other people have too. But, I mean, don't most of us, and I'm asking you good people, I mean, life is certainly difficult at times and painful at times, and we've all struggled, but I've always looked at life, I mean, since I was a kid, as an opportunity, as a world to explore, as battles to win. Not, oh my God, why did my parents bring me into this world? Now I have to do something. I mean, I've never thought that for a single second of my life.
And then there's a lot of this stuff. Modern corporate exploitation of all people has its roots in slavery, and they've honed their tactics to divide us. We're all poor when we allow capitalists to exploit any one of us. And it's about how the slaveholders created a system, and then that's what became capitalism.
And prior to that, there were no workers, or in places where there weren't slaves, or you weren't a slave.
Well, how about food is literally free until somebody puts a fence around it.
Right.
What?
We've got to spread our doctrine of non-working around the globe. We've got to convince people that this is right, but it's going to take a lot of work. Oh, no. Oh, no. Whoops.
More on the way if you missed the segment. Get the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, Armstrong and Getty here, and we're proud to be part of something truly special. On Thursday, November 6th, it's the annual Warrior Foundation Freedom Station Giveathon.
The Giveathon will be live from Freedom Station 3, a beautiful new transitional housing community made possible by your support, a place where warriors find hope, healing, and home.
For 21 years, Warrior Foundation Freedom Station has been a lifeline for our ill and injured warriors, those battling post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injuries, and the challenges of just transitioning to civilian life.
Everyone deserves to be with loved ones for the holidays, especially those who've sacrificed so much for our country. This Giveathon is a chance to fly them home for the holidays.
Your tax-deductible donation is more than a gift. It's a powerful way to say thank you to warriors who would never ask for help and send them home for the holidays.
Thursday, November 6th, let's create a big storm of giving for this incredible cause. Learn more and donate at 619-WARRIOR, 619-WARRIOR, or visit warriorfoundation.org.
Call 619-WARRIOR or visit warriorfoundation.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.